The Tamil family that has been living for years in the close-knit community of Bilawila in regional Queensland are now being held at the immigration detention facility on Christmas Island while they wait for the outcome of the last-ditch legal effort to stay in Australia. Gordon Thompson is the Christmas Island Shire President. He's been trying to visit the family in immigration detention to pass on a message of support from the Mayor of Bilawila. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you.
You've been trying to visit this family on Christmas Island. Have you been able to?
No. There's a process you have to go through, I'm told, and I fulfilled the process requirements yesterday and today. But I haven't heard at all from the department.
When did you find out that they were coming to Christmas Island?
Well, we didn't find out they were coming. We found out they were here on Saturday morning.
So there was no consultation?
Thanks to all the
consultation
on the mainland. No such thing exists on Christmas Island. The Commonwealth own this territory lock, stock and barrel, and they'll do what they like, and they certainly don't tell us what's going on, and they have a well-publicised approach, and that's every process to do with immigration is secret when it comes to refugees.
Where are they located? Has the entire facility been reopened for them? What details have you been able to ascertain?
So they're located at Phosphate Hill. There are two sites for detention on Christmas Island. There's the major facility at Northwest Point, which is some distance from the settled area, and the Phosphate Hill facility was established some time ago for families and unaccompanied minors. So I think it is confirmed that they are held at Phosphate Hill, which is quite near the settled area.
And you've been in contact with the mayor of the town that they've been living in, Bilawila. What has the mayor asked of you to tell these people?
I'm tasked with passing on a message of support. And I want to do that personally. The people in detention are surrounded by some very good people, I'm sure, but they're all people who are tasked to remove them from Australia. So Banana Shire in Queensland, and I have had a discussion about that, and he would appreciate very much if I'd pass on the good wishes and encouragement of the people of Bilawila, who fully support their reintegration into their community.
How is his community feeling about this situation? Obviously, they've reached out to you. You've had communications with them. Clearly, they're very concerned if they're discussing this with you.
I've spoken with the mayor, who is a representative of his community, as I am the Shire President, representative of the Christmas Island community in local government terms. Is a very significant network of local government, and we meet annually in Canberra or elsewhere from all around Australia. So the network of local government elected people is pretty strong, and we take our responsibility to our constituents pretty seriously, the social and economic, all aspects of life. Local government's very close to the people of the community, so that's our approach. The mayor and I have had a discussion about their wish to make sure that the people who are in detention here know that they're supported as much as we could possibly want them to be, and that's a pretty strong message. We want you back in Bilawila, and they need to know that from the people they've been living with for some years. So I think that would be very important morale booster for them. They're in a very strange and awful place, facing consequences they fear, and I think it would be very good to pass on a human message, person to person, and I'm trying to do that, but the department has processes that are frustrating that at the moment.
We've heard that there have been a surge in asylum seeker boats attempting to reach Australia from Sri Lanka. Have you seen any evidence of this?
No. Those on-water matters are secret. And what we do know is if you're awake very late at night, I heard a plane take off at 3:31 morning. Now, the process is they take people off the boats, put them on the Navy or the customs vessel, bring them ashore in the wee hours, and rush them off to the airport, onto the plane, and back to Sri Lanka. That's happened at least three times to my knowledge, and that's the process. They're brought ashore under cover of darkness. Everybody's, not aware of what's going on, and we're certainly not made aware, no advance knowledge, everybody's sworn to secrecy, all of the Serco workers, everybody involved in the operation is sworn to secrecy. They can't talk about it before, during or after. So the process is secret. We do know it's happened. We know the aircraft have come in and out, and we know from publicity coming from the government that this is the way people have been dealt with. So their feet don't get to touch the ground, I presume. If their feet were able to touch the ground here, perhaps they would be in a position to claim asylum. I think that's the process that the UN Convention details, that a person making landfall on Christmas Island or any other part of Australia needs to identify themselves and make a claim for asylum. So that process of taking people off the boats, onto the jetty, into a bus, out to the airport, on the plane, back to Sri Lanka, they don't seem to have any opportunity to make any claim.
The Prime Minister today released information about those on-water matters that you referred to, essentially talking about a boat carrying 13 Sri Lankan asylum seekers being intercepted off Christmas Island several weeks ago. But the details weren't made public until this morning. The Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Christina Keneally, says the timing of the information is suspicious or manipulative. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, it's a red herring. From my observation, people in Australia are in a bit of turmoil about the way the government's treating these people. And I suppose to distract attention from the immediate issue and to deflect heat from that debate, they introduce another subject. It's good avoidance tactic if you're in politics. I think it's pretty dishonest and not to the point. We should be considering the humanity of these people and the fact that there's a large body of people, and the people who they shared a life with in Bilawila, who think that they should stay. I think the government should be listening to those people, and a government that is listening to the people, as Mr. Morrison claims to be, should immediately respond in the positive and say, yes, we will return these people to Bilawila. That's the proper human response. There's a community that wants them back. Please do it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gordon.
Thank you.
Gordon Thompson is the Christmas Island Shire President. And this case is certainly dominating the news. The Prime Minister putting his foot down today and saying no amount of public pressure will change his mind. And that's pretty key, because we've got sort of an incredible array of voices on this now, from Alan Jones. You know, he's obviously a very well-known radio host in Sydney, very much on the right of politics, but saying that this family should stay. Barnaby Joyce, who was the Deputy Prime Minister, former leader of the Nationals, saying these families should stay. Of course, Labor has been saying it, other political parties too, the Greens, the Human Rights Commission saying it, but the government saying no, they will not bend on this family. What do you make of it? 0418 226 576 is our text line. There's also Twitter, if that's where you like to talk, which is the hashtag RNDrive.